It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Melinda Roeder for 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, the Obama administration is looking to hire a chief cybersecurity officer. The newly created position is designed to coordinate cybersecurity among civilian agencies, military, and intelligence counterparts. The job's already been posted and is expected to be filled in a couple of months. And the University of Pittsburgh and one of China's leading universities, Tsinghua in Beijing, have signed an agreement aimed at boosting innovation and entrepreneurship at both universities. Students and faculty will share research and business plans for how to build a successful startup. This week, the Tech Report takes a look at a smart way to save energy with a new so-called smart plug. You know that office vending machine where you get your chips or cold drinks? It's probably one of the biggest energy eaters in the building. Factor in coffee pots, copiers, and computers, and you have a lot of gadgets gobbling up electricity.
There's about 50 electronic devices per person in the world, and that's growing.
That's Greg Pushing, CEO of Boss Controls, a Pittsburgh-based company that he says created the first smart plug on the market. It plugs directly into a wall outlet and is programmed to turn itself on and off.
It's a single unit power strip with surge protection built right into it. We schedule devices to turn off in those buildings when people go home.
He says these smart plugs can save companies up to 30% of their overall energy costs, which could equate to about $60 billion a year in energy savings for small to medium-sized buildings across the country.
What's great about this, it's not just saving money and energy, but also reducing carbon emissions.
Last year, the city of Pittsburgh installed them in some of its buildings for a test phase, and the city's sustainability coordinator found that with each device connected to a smart plug, energy consumption was cut nearly in half. Now Boss Controls is targeting schools and large universities like Carnegie Mellon, who has also begun installing the plugs.
Full deployment of our devices can save them seeing upwards of $5 million per year.
Now, you may be asking, why just not turn off all your electronic devices at night? But as Greg points out, people forget.
I think we're all familiar with human behavior.
And even when your computer goes into sleep mode, it's still pulling some electricity. With smart plugs, there's no usage at all. Each smart outlet has a manual override switch in case you need to use your device past normal hours. They cost about $99 each, including programming and installation. Most are programmed at Boss Controls' Bloomfield office.
They're all connected through the cloud.
The plugs are actually made right here in the Pittsburgh area as well.
TMG is manufacturing the products, and we are a local company, and we try to use as much local content in terms of the purchase parts as we possibly can.
Teresa Huber is CEO of TMG Electronics in Cheswick, where the plastic coatings, circuit boards, and software are all pieced together.
It's a smart plug, and it's smart technology, and so there's quite a bit that goes into it.
Boss Controls began marketing their plugs mainly in western Pennsylvania when Greg founded the company 3 years ago. Now it's operating plugs across the country.
So the company expects to grow tremendously in 2016 and 2017.
For me, it's hard to imagine why anyone would not install them.
That's this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report. I'm Melinda Roeder for 90.5 WESA.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.